TFW.
For TFW, KM4NAP.
For TFW.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Went to route early.
I got there early and I didn't have no issues. I walked in the door here at the house at 4:35.
Getting earlier and earlier, huh? Pretty soon when I get back to work, I won't even be able to contact you.
After 5 in the morning, because it's Wednesday.
For paper inserts.
Got it.
Well, we're going to ride up to Raleigh and spend a few days with her sister and her mother up there, Annette, so.
Be good for you. Go up and check on everybody and see how they're doing.
Yeah, she's starting to get bored here. She's a little restless sitting here at the house.
You tell her to bake all your favorite cakes and cookies and pies. Monday through Thursday, then have some cookies for Friday, Saturday, and have a good old homemade pie for Sunday.
Hey, when I'm off, not game.
Sugar, excuse me, all that sugar will give you extra energy so you can get out and cut the grass quicker and do all the yard work she wants you to do.
Into that under control right now.
First person I ever heard say that that's married.
Didn't say I got all the lists done. I got to clean out the garage still.
You sounding terrible.
Can't do much about that. So I can fix it.
Copy, and what about you, Ken?
Oh, she's in the play cards right now.
Be down in the static.
Check the firewall scratch, I'm sure. Probably not good, but not much I can do about it.
ATF stations I was listening to yesterday.
I'm going to have to get used to that, because we've got a lot more of that. And some 5-2 is very, very crazy right now. So you're going to see a lot of weird stuff.
Both 25 years. I'm used to seeing weird stuff.
It was a productive day yesterday.
Let me contact you guys on Echo Link and see if this works, and then maybe when I get up there in North Carolina, I'll be able to contact you.
We'll bring up Monday and go to Tennessee and fill it all over the state, so. And also, there's a guy in New York City that treats the drugs, which is working very well. He's treated 1,000 patients successfully with no problems, with no reoccurring symptoms. He's carrying a drug that has two counties of distortion and two other things, and seems to be knocking it out. We're just talking about it on the Prager show now, so that's pretty good news. He's treated almost 1,500 patients, and I think he had a real...
It's be opening this part of the state up. They're going to start letting some retail stores open back up.
They did too is by executive order, he locked down our president locked down the border so that no immigration in coming into country from anywhere else either.
Be done. The people gonna say that's not fair, but it needed to be done.
Sure, I think it's happening today. He said we're aware of you with our president, so you know, but the good news is it's looking really good. And if the state stalls all the responsibility, I think we're going to do okay. Shop yesterday, the doctor gave orders on my leg, my left leg, 100%. My left So I've got a few issues with regard to change the order, and my housing carrier is out of the bit. So the 6 week appointment won't work, so I think we're coming along.
Well, good.
I hope I know the box yesterday to change up. The little small box, because he comes out there and goes, I got it.
We had a waffles and a good free kind of cold Coke. I haven't had one in a while. Big
Friday. Ken, you on Echo Link? Yeah, up in that. I just couldn't get a break to get it to try.
Go for it.
All right, can you hear me now?
We're going to have to cut your walkie down.
Just put a little audio to you, you'll be good.
All right, how about now? Is it working now?
I am.
Go T-Mobile. Hey, hope you're doing all right. Hey, just thanks.
What do you think Ken do?
Hey, KN4TFW.
Morning, Robert.
Good morning. Nick. Hey, man.
Sounds wise, right?
Nice. You'll be going back to work.
Front's going to try to open up on the first again, so Mom is supposed to be back at work on the first.
The thing where they're like at 20% capacity.
Who's out right now?
A lot of businesses can't afford to do that. They'll work something out. They weren't doing takeout this whole time like everybody else. Did they say why they didn't do it?
For a few days, but it wasn't working out too well, so he must have come up with something different, maybe, you know, lessen the menu or something like that. I don't know what he came up with, but he called her last night, so we'll see how it works out.
Too much money, that's why they're having trouble doing it. It's hard to do it. The Senate's going to work out a bill the next couple of days. Something's going to happen with that, to straighten this stuff out. It's going to happen. Doing the a limited menu, that would, I could see how in their case that would definitely help, where you got a wide selection of stuff. So that's a good idea, give that a go, and see how that works out. So yeah, hopefully that'll do well. Staff will call that you gotta work with a skeleton crew, and that's hard to do. You have to be after your schedule. We got a good bit probably for today and tomorrow to keep us good and steady. So we'll see how the rest of the week goes. Talked to several people yesterday about a couple of things that are going to need done here this week, and going to be lining all that up. So some things here and there, but yeah, it's going good right now. Georgia, a bunch of states. So you're going to see a lot of out-of-state trucks and stuff coming in down the road.
Family doing KN4TFW.
Seems to be doing okay. one with the broke leg seems to be mending well. Of course, he still hurts a good bit, but other than that, everybody seems to be doing okay. Bring him something and surprise him Saturday with it.
Enjoy that, for sure.
It's one of these Batmobiles, and he wants a certain one. And, of course, I'm going to have to pay out the notes for it, but it'll be worth it. Sucker written across my forehead.
That's on the flavor, that's kind of cool. I remember when I was young, too, with some stuff sometimes, but then it kind of keeps pain, but sometimes it was a couple times I remember was fun.
See you when Mama gives up her your computer?
He's at home. I have to do my own logging for right now. Thinking about buying me another one, and that way she can keep that one, because the way it looks, she's going to be working at home all summer long.
Get right on that one, and then it's going to be iffy in September, right?
What's really bad about this, guys, is a lot of people aren't going to spend $60,000 to go back to college. It's really going to hurt. This mess is going to hurt college. It's really bad. People don't understand. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to, a lot of people are going to do a lot of rethinking.
Doing that, a lot of the kids are asking for refunds on their tuition because they're not getting the full service, and they're realizing they can learn just as much, if not more, sitting at home on the internet.
The teachers really cut their own throats, because now they're going to lay off a lot of teachers, and the profession is going to be even worth less than it was before.
Well, I know there's retired professors teaching at Clemson that's teaching one class a week for 1 hour and making six figures. Come on in here, Tim.
I'm watching a couple of crazy people out here on the interstate. God, it looks like maybe being in quarantine for so long, they forgot how to drive.
And that.
Like he does.
You kidding on that one?
Can the book a housing board size formulator for some size? If I can figure out the housing board size of these stupid boards. I don't remember what it was, but I got all the Daniel Rodwell changed out.
Is ready for more rain?
For Thursday, you know, I looked at the NOAA Weather Center this morning, and we're already in the, you know, the second level of severe weather.
More of that right now, anyway.
All right, man. I'm hoping that it shifts track a little bit, head south, and bring us out of that mess.
Cold. Probably tomorrow, and that, so I'll probably be up there 3 or 4 days, and that too. See my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law. And that wife's a little bit bored here at the house. She's been locked down about 4 weeks now.
You're saying getting a little stir crazy on that one. Well, I'm rolling up, guys. I'm going to hop out of here. 7-3's to everybody. Ken, I don't know when you're going to head out, but maybe we'll get to catch you in the morning. But 7-3's, you guys stay safe, and we'll catch up with you later. KK4 POT.
KN4 TFW.
Come on in here and tell us something good, even if it's a lie.
It's good right now. How was the storms up there in the Greenville, Spartanburg area the other day when that big storm come through?
We're in Seneca, and it tore Seneca up, and worked pretty bad on Clemson, but not as bad as it did in Seneca.
In Greer, and that it. A lot of wind, a lot of rain, but we didn't have any damage over here.
That's about it.
It tore up my dipole. Tore down my dipole. Had to redo it. And I saw it messed up. So I had a bunch of tree limbs come down. So I don't know if it did any worse or anywhere else or not.
Center fed dipole bounced up and down a lot, but she never came down.
Good. Well, I've went through about three or four storms and that, and it hadn't come down yet, so I think I'm in pretty good shape. Tied off its end pretty solid, or you got weights so that it can flex?
Tied off, but enough slack in it that it can flex.
I saw where somebody had a, had a string run through a pulley and a little weight on the end so that as it swayed, you know, it just lifted the weights. Thought about going that route.
Get one out too.
I think it's a roost.
Key it up while they're sitting on it and watch them.
I can't see them from the radio room.
Key it up. You'll see feathers fly everywhere. Burl get on mine. He didn't stay long.
I'll be grounded for anything to happen.
Grounded himself, because when I keyed up, his hair stood straight up, and he let loose real quick. All towers and big old beams.
I know I need about two more towers.
And that, but I've been enjoying trying to work some of these bad conditions. That way I can at least be a little bit better at it. I need to be in there to be able to focus.
I gotta get you guys to get together somewhere so I can take that test. I wanna do it before June, get it over with.
North Carolina with me, since I won't have a ton of work to do, although my sister-in-law's got a couple of projects lined up for me to help her with. So once I get those done, I'll probably have some study time.
In the low 90s right now on the test. Pretty much got burned out.
Take
a cold turkey. I thought I could try it. See if it's all like a pass if I pay attention. Doing it 4 or 5 times a day, taking tests, trying to study and everything, and now I'm down to once a day.
In the 90s, you should be able to pass it no problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Take the test before the test changes.
Studying right now, just waiting on the test to change so I can get me a new book and study then.
There's less questions on the new test.
What is it? The digital stuff. Kicking that video testing around. Our ARRL is on board, but they feel like it just does, it won't work out like everybody thinks it will.
Got the test, passed the test, and that. I just don't know how they're taking it.
Video. I don't know if you'll be one-on-one with a VE or not.
I want to get this done,
because
I'm just tired of not getting it over with.
Here, once they open up restaurants, they'll probably open up and you can go back to going to class.
You know, Annette, and now that they opened up some of these stores, maybe you might be able to do the class if they, you know, spread them out a little bit.
I need to find a way to take the test. I can't study for stupid things. I got no way to study.
I'm being consistent. I just hope I can pass it.
Yes, you just got to pay attention to detail. I messed up a couple times because I didn't pay attention to satellite stuff. And I took the hardest one in the book with none of the diagrams. They gave me the hardest test in the whole darn book. Well, I knew no diagrams in it. That's what it was.
There's only two things you got to do when you take a test.
I just hate stupid tests.
You read the question real careful, pick up certain phrase words, and then look down at the answer and match up the phrase words, and you got it.
Some questions, there's two answers that are correct, but one is more correct than the other. And those are the ones you got to watch out for. Typical college test.
You keep a clear mind, too, and a positive mind, saying that you're going to pass it, especially when you got a higher number of scale when you've been practicing.
I can't read the question, so I have to go by memory to kind of remember it all.
I'm going to go back in the house and get me another cup of coffee and see what's happening on HF. So you guys have a good one, 7-3 to all, everybody all around, and hopefully catch you in the morning. So KM4 and AP will be clear on your final.
I think I'll probably do the same, and I'll say 7-3 Robert and Al, and you guys have a good one, and maybe I'll get up early enough to catch you on the radio tomorrow before we leave for North Carolina. KN4 TFW.
Well, it is real noisy on HF, I'll let you know that. It'll
be real crappy this morning, it's not going to be good. KN4 MLA clear.